For this Friday, April 19th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The Posey County Fair Association and officials with Country Mark have announced plans to build an expo pavilion. The Posey County Fair Association Long-Term Planning Committee began the discussion of the new building back in 2021. With a Country Mark donation of up to $1 million in place, the association has begun sketching out plans for the Country Mark Expo Pavilion, which they intend to unveil at this year's Posey County Fair. The Country Mark Expo Pavilion will be a large open steel structure building. During the Posey County Fair, the Country Mark Expo Pavilion will be home to cattle, hogs, sheep, horses, goats, rabbits, chickens, and their owners. Now, outside of the fair, it will be used year-round for events, shows, and expositions. At the Posey County Fairgrounds, the Country Mark Expo Pavilion will replace the cattle, horse, sheep, and goat buildings, which were constructed between 1960 and 1970. Scooter's Coffee is set to build a location in Mount Vernon this year. The drive-through-only coffee shop has officially acquired a 0.48-acre lot at the intersection of Indiana State Road 62 and Tile Factory Road. This lot is located near McDonald's, Casey's, and the Mount Vernon High School. They hope to open the location by the end of this year. Scooter's Coffee, which is based in Omaha, Nebraska, specializes in artisan espresso drinks, hot and iced drinks, blenders, fruit smoothies, teas, baked-from-scratch pastries, and much more. For more details on the drive-through-only coffee shop, visit scooterscoffee.com. Coming up this weekend is the Posey County 4-H Livestock Tagging Day. It will be held at the Posey County Fairgrounds in the Livestock Barns tomorrow from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. This is for beef, meat, goats, and sheep. Also tomorrow, there is the Posey County Fairgrounds Craft Show from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. It will be located at 111 Harmony Township Road in New Harmony. It is a $5 entry fee per car. As the spring semester is winding down, College Boxes, a division of U-Haul, has partnered with the University of Evansville to help with the campus move-out process for students and faculty. UE students who sign up for summer storage services through May 9th at collegeboxes.com can use the code UE2024 for 10% off their storage cost. College Boxes will pick up students' belongings from their dorm room at a scheduled time and then place them in a secure local U-Haul storage, or they can ship those belongings to their desired location. Now, since 1999, College Boxes has been moving students' items to store over the summer. Students communicate directly through College Boxes and not the school. College Boxes assumes all liability for the possessions once they are in the care of their local team. Switching gears to local sports from last night in high school action, North Posey baseball picked up a 13-6 win at Southridge. The Vikings now have a record of 10-2. Mount Vernon baseball lost at home to Heritage Hills 6-1. The Wildcats slipped to 4-6 on the year. And Mount Vernon softball easily took care of Bossy at home 19-2. The Wildcats improved to 9-2 on the season. Coming up this evening in local high school sports, North Posey softball takes on Central at home at 5 o'clock. The game can be heard on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Mount Vernon softball is on the road. They battle Southridge at 5:30, and Mount Vernon baseball is home once again against Boonville, first pitch at 5:30. In local college baseball, Evansville begins a three-game Missouri Valley Conference series on the road at Bradley tonight, first pitch at 6 o'clock. The Purple Aces have won 5 straight games and 9 of their last 10 after beating IU on Tuesday up in Bloomington 5-4. USI baseball is home this evening as they kickstart an OVC series with UT Martin at 6 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles are 15-22 overall and 5-7 in the conference. Finishing up from Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals had the day off. They return to action tonight at home against the Milwaukee Brewers at 7:15. The Cardinals are 9-10 on the year. The Chicago Cubs had game one of their series at home with the Marlins postponed last night. The two teams play today in Chicago at 1:20. The Cubs are 11-7. The Cincinnati Reds were also off yesterday, and they begin a series at home tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at 5:40. The Reds sit at 9-9 on the season. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, April 19th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.